Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. I would like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Larry Curley. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Good afternoon. This is Larry Curley, Executive Director of the National Indian Council on Aging. I'm happy to hear that you all are on and listening in. I hope all is well with you, your communities, and the elderly that you're working on behalf of. We've been having these meetings on a weekly basis with about the last 2 months, 2 months or so, and more and more people are hearing and learning about some of the things that are happening that might be beneficial to their community. So, again, thank you all very much for tuning in. At this point, I'd like to turn the program over to Jasmine. Jasmine, it's all yours.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Larry. And for those of you that don't know, my name is Jasmine Applin. I work within ACL in Cynthia's office. And we are very privileged today to be joined by Lance Robertson. Most of you know Lance already, but by way of introduction, Lance is the Assistant Secretary for Aging and also the Administrator for ACL. And Lance is here to give us some brief updates. So, Lance, if you're ready, take it away.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jasmine, and thank you, Larry. Happy Friday to everyone. I hope it's been a good week, and I hope you have some much-needed rest this weekend. It's a pleasure to join you today, and I know it's been about a month or so since I last was able to visit with you. I know things are going well. Certainly, I stay in regular communication with Jasmine and, of course, Cynthia's team, and proud of the work that we continue to do at ACL to walk alongside you and to support needs that you have in serving our elders. Happy Older Americans Month as well. I think most of you know May is Older Americans Month, and you know we're very glad to still acknowledge and recognize that despite this very unusual time that we're living in. Certainly the theme, as you know, is Make Your Mark, and that's something that, you know, honestly, we want to encourage elders and older adults to do that every month of the year, but certainly this year we're calling out opportunities to celebrate how they have and will make their mark on our society. Most of you probably know that last Thursday, which was the 30th of April, was when the president signed the proclamation acknowledging Older Americans Month, and then also the ceremony was titled Protecting America's Seniors. And during those event, he had some remarks around, you know, better serving older adults and veterans and expanding telehealth, supporting community-based services, and then, of course, addressing long-term care nursing home needs, and you know, talked about inspections and supplies and testing. And they also announced at that event the Coronavirus Commission for Safety and Quality in Nursing Homes. So, again, just acknowledging that at ACL we're leaning in to see how we can help support that particular effort. And I thought that would be a good update to share with all of you. You know, Title VI funding, as we all know, when we last spoke, we were talking about the $10 million that came out for families first for that particular supplemental, and then of course on or around April 21st we released roughly $20 million to the tribes under the CARES Act. So, you know, that's $30 million additional dollars to a program with an annual budget of about $45 million if you look at the Native American Nutrition and Supportive Services and the Care Supportive Services program. So, you know, again, I think all of those funds, of course, have been dispersed already through the Title VI grantee standard population-based funding formula. You know, that's good. The money is important, and hope it's really helping. Now, we also acknowledge that for Title VI programs that we offered the no-cost extension for the FY19 regular program funding. The COVID-19 pandemic, of course, began during the first months of those grants, so ACL granted tribes some additional time to spend down all funds and close out those programs. Another quick note, on March 30th, the new FY20 Title VI grants were awarded and funds dispersed. So, again, those are the normal dollars that you're used to receiving, and that disbursement has occurred. We currently have, for your awareness, 282 grantees, which actually serve 405 federally recognized tribal areas. So, good to know. Also, for COVID-19 guidance, as hopefully you're aware, you know, ACL has developed guidance and reporting obligations for COVID funds, and that information went live on our website this week. So if you haven't been on there, please check it out. All information has been sent out to Title VI grantees and posted again on our website. We're very proud of the work that our grantees have done during this COVID emergency. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, to continue providing nutrition and supportive services for tribal elders remains a priority. So Cynthia and her staff have, of course, participated in countless webinars with outside agencies and regular meetings with other organizations in our efforts to provide assistance to tribes and tribal elders. So again, our commitment remains at the highest possible watermark, and I'm proud of that. Stay tuned as well for some exciting opportunities that we believe will occur with NCOA, thanks Larry, AARP, and the FCC Lifeline Program that ACL believes will truly make a difference for isolated individual elders in Indian country. And, you know, we're pulling together a wonderful effort to help reduce social isolation, which has been a big deal, as you can imagine, across the country, particularly with the quarantine now stretching into months. So, again, we want to tell you more about it, but we're going to have to share more information as soon as that comes together and certainly at the next STAC meeting. ACL, in terms of just non-COVID activities, we continue to crank out some great webinars. Being in a remote status, telework status doesn't change that. So we've had a number of great webinars that hopefully you've been able to participate in. We had one a couple weeks ago, Hospital Without Walls, New Opportunities for CBOs. Another one on really ensuring continuity of HCBS services during the pandemic. We did a wonderful webinar earlier in the week with SAMHSA, which was in celebration of the National Older Adults Mental Health Awareness Day. So that one was titled Combating Social Isolation for Seniors During the COVID-19 Pandemic. So again, just a lot of great things going on. We continue to see, I think, some just phenomenal responsiveness and the ability for our agency to lean in and to help where needed. So again, I'm very, very grateful for all that you do. And I also want to say, as we close out Public Service Recognition Week, that the federal government, you may be aware, every year has a designated week where we say thank you to our federal employees and our peers. So as a favor to me, if you don't mind, as I wrap up, Larry, I just want to say, when you guys have a moment, please take time to thank our wonderful colleagues at ACL who, you know, are so invested in your work and strive really hard every day to be of the greatest service possible. So, of course, we're talking about Cynthia LeCount. I think one or two of you may have heard of her. Leslie Green, Cecilia Aldridge, Jasmine, who is managing this call, and David Long. So, you know, those folks, again, if you would thank them for me, that would be an honor. So thanks again for the opportunity to join you today. So, so proud to support your efforts in honoring elders and their needs. Thank you for your leadership, your resilience, your commitment. And again, Larry, thanks for an opportunity to pop on, say hello, and say thanks to all of you guys. It's just an honor to work with you.
Thank you, Lance. I really appreciate that. You know, those guys that you just mentioned, I know some of them. Some of them just barely.
Right. Right.
But they have done a phenomenal job, and I'm really appreciative, and I'm sure the entire Title VI network appreciates their help and their assistance during this trying time. So, again, thank you, too, as well, Lance, for coming aboard and sharing the information that you have. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
And, Lance, this is Jasmine. Do you have a couple quick minutes to see if we have any calls on the announcements you made?
Or I only ask because I'm about to go through a bunch of announcements, and I don't want people to lose their question.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've got a few minutes. Absolutely.
Madam Operator, could you see if folks are in the queue and make that announcement, please?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name. Your name is required to introduce your question. If you need to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. It will take a few moments for the questions to come through.
All All right. And while we're waiting on questions, and again, thank you, Lance, for being willing to take some, I also wanted to make a plug that once I send announcements, we really appreciate it if tribal leadership would like to speak after the announcements portion of this call. We really value the input of tribal leadership and want to hear about the things going on in your community. So, I mean, I know we want to take questions for Lance regarding the things that he mentioned, but after I begin making announcements, and I'm also wanting to warn people to find a pen because I have a lot of announcements today and there's a lot of numbers in them, so please find a pen at this point if you think you'll need it. But most importantly, we definitely value the input of our tribal leadership and the importance of the things going on in your community.
Okay, we show no questions at this time. Again, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess, Lance, you just did such a thorough job, you know?
Oh, well, thank you, Jasmine. And, again, thanks, Larry. Thanks all of you with our Title VI program. It's just an honor, like I said, to work with you and to support your efforts and really, really, really appreciate what you're doing. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great week next week. Thanks, Jasmine. Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lance.
Awesome. And so thank you guys again all for participating in today's call. And so, again, I'm going to jump into the announcements piece. And just fair warning, we have quite a few of them this week, so please bear with me. The first thing I want to make sure everybody knows is that we have a recording from last week's call, which occurred on May 1st. So if you missed the May 1st call, if you could please reach out to someone on the Title VI team so that we can share that recording with you if you're interested in it. The next thing I would like to announce is that ACL has a new funding opportunity, for Alzheimer's grants. We talked about this last week and the week before, but I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that there is a recording about this grant opportunity, which tribes are eligible for. And if you would like to go listen to that recording, which provides information about this grant, the phone number for doing so is 800-627-3229, passcode 5986. And once again, the deadline for these grants has been extended until June 9th. So the phone number was 800-627-3229, passcode 5986. The next announcement is that for most, some of you might already know, on Wednesday of this week, so that was Wednesday, May 6th, we had a webinar surrounding Medicaid during COVID where Elena Seep gave us some fantastic information about the changes to Medicaid due to the pandemic. And Elena has actually been generous enough to join us on today's call. So if you have burning follow-up questions from Wednesday's webinar, please feel free to ask those. Or, again, you can always reach out to your Title VI team and we can help connect you with the right information. Next is last week, IHS hosted a joint tribal consultation with HRSA to seek input on an additional allocation of $400 million from the Provider Relief Fund established by the CARES Act and for $750 million authorized under the Paycheck Protection Program for Healthcare Enhancement Act. Sorry, it's a little bit of a mouthful. So IHS has also held an urban Indian conference session on the topic, and IHS was welcoming additional input and comments. So if you have a comments on these funding sources, we encourage you to send them to the tribal consultation mailbox for IHS, which is consultation@ihs.gov, or urban confer mailbox at urbanconfer@ihs.gov. So you would want to include the subject line Provider Relief Fund and or Paycheck Protection Program in the subject line of those emails if you have comments on the IHS distribution of those funds that we just mentioned. Next, I wanted to announce two new grant opportunities. CDC announced a new grant opportunity called Supporting Tribal Public Health Capacity During Coronavirus Preparedness and Response. And so the grant number for that is CDC RFA
OT20-2004. Sorry, I will read that again. CDC-RFA-OT20-2004. So the deadline for that grant opportunity is May 31st. So we just wanted to make you aware of that. HRSA also had a fiscal year 2020 rural tribal COVID pandemic response program, which tribes could have applied to. This is a maximum flexibility grant to assist tribes and tribal organizations as you respond to COVID. The deadline for that was May 6th, so unfortunately that's already passed, but I just wanted to make our Title VI team aware of it, just so that in case you have inquiries in your tribal leadership, you can look into that. And in a kind of similar vein about like other funding sources that have gone out, is SAMHSA recently released grants for $22 million to tribes, and they've added money to the Native Connections Program. I believe we spoke about that last week, but again, I just wanted to flag those other sources. So getting into a little bit more Title VI specific announcements, we are working with other programs. We talked a lot about it last week, about our work with AARP, and we're working on, and Lance mentioned it, to bring internet and cell phones connections to Indian country. And so if you are interested in this, we're still collecting names, and actually kind of as a follow-up, we talked about this last week, so please send us your names if you are interested in being connected with AARP services. But kind of as a follow-up, it would be really helpful, even if you've already sent us your name, if you could send us a rough number of the number of phones you would need for your program. So we're just trying to get an approximation of what our ask would be, and like we're just trying to basically get a head count. So even if you've already sent us your name and said, yep, I'm interested in more information about phones, could you send us a follow-up email and be like, I'm interested in phones for X number of elders. This will just help us communicate with AARP and make sure we're asking for the right numbers. Cynthia, I wanted to see if you had anything you wanted to add on that point. I kind of went fast. I'm going fast, so I wanted to see if we have anything else we want to say about that.
I do not, Ms. Jasmine, and I think there should be those same announcements in the blast that was sent out today.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Next announcement?
Yes, I do. One correction from the blast. And this is our first correction ever in 36 years of doing this weekly blast. The Meals to You program is a USDA food and nutrition services program. And it's a program, I think we've got, Jasmine, do we have, yeah, we do. There's a little write-up in the blast. That's how I knew we were attributing it to Meals on Wheels. And it's actually USDA Food and Nutrition Services. It's a great program where schools and tribes can work together with USDA to make sure that kids have food during the summer. They send them food boxes. So check that information out and make sure that your tribe and your schools are participating so that we don't have our grandmas raising grandchildren and grandpas raising grandchildren leaving their homes to go pick up meals at the school for the kids. You can get them shipped directly to your homes. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Cynthia. Yep, I'm sorry about that. So, yep, we definitely want to make sure we're connected with that program. The next announcement would be what we talked about last week. We were still looking to start a learning collaborative. So if you're a new Title VI director interested in some peer-to-peer learning, or you're an experienced Title VI director willing to lend your expertise, if you could please let us know, and we'll try to make those connections. So that would be really helpful. We would like to continue having the next announcement is that we would like to continue having these weekly calls post-COVID. And so once we kind of pivot away from COVID, we're hoping these calls can just be to generally answer Q&A questions about the Title VI program. I just wanted to let everyone know we're getting a little bit of feedback. So if you're unmuted and your are already unmuted and your mic's not muted, we're just giving a little bit of background conversation. So I just wanted to flag that, so in case that's you. Okay. Next thing. I told you I had a lot of announcements today, so please bear with me. ACL is beginning to develop guidance about how to start opening congregate senior centers and services again. We have been working with FEMA and the CDC to accomplish that. Final decisions about reopening will be made from tribal leadership, but we encourage your Title VI programs to work with your tribal leadership to determine when it's safe to begin regular service again. We realize that states may be resuming normal operations, but that does not necessarily mean that tribes within the state will do so at the same time, and our guidance will urge safety and support for all seniors, staff, and communities. So I just wanted to let you know that that is kind of coming, but also that's where we are with that guidance. Another announcement, just because we knew a lot of people asked about this. We have received word that Medicare will be waiving the telehealth requirement to have both audio and visual components for a telehealth visit. So I know some folks asked about that in a previous call with CMS. So I just wanted to share that we had received word that that visual component of a telehealth visit is being waived at this time. And the next, like, couple more. So the next announcement is that for those of you curious how to report your services you've been providing in response to COVID, we put out some guidance, like Lance mentioned, and again, that's acl.gov/COVID-19 and the section marked ACL Guidance on Reporting Requirements. Or on older Indians, we have that guidance. The other thing is we'll also be having a webinar on reporting guidance on May 29th, so that's a couple weeks from now. So it'll be at this Friday call. We'll just spend that Friday call talking about reporting. So if you have someone on your team that doesn't usually attend these calls and you want them to hear about reporting, that's May 29th. And finally, once again, we really appreciate hearing from tribal leadership. We heard from a lot of folks last week about the great things that are going on, and I just want to encourage tribal leadership to get in the queue and let us know what's going on, because it's so important that we hear from your team. And so with that, I'm going to stop talking, and I will give folks an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Julia. Glosser, I believe your line is open. Julian Garland, your line is open.
Did you say Vivian Garland?
I'm sorry, yes. Your line is open.
This is Vivian Garland.
Hey, a voice out of our past.
Yeah. Well, I had one question I wanted to ask people, how they were doing the parking lot bingo. I saw a little blurb about that, and I thought that might be something that I could do here, and I just wanted to know how some of the other tribes were doing that parking lot bingo. And then also,
Oklahoma, are you on? Vivian, let's see if Oklahoma comes in to respond. I saw Linda Hill having it at Eastern Shawnee. I saw Brenda House doing it at Wyandotte. I'm guessing Rhonda Weaver may be won't be far behind. Oklahoma, are you on the call? While we're waiting for them to join, Taya can send you some pictures that were posted on Facebook, which is how we learned about it. I love having Facebook connections with you. But what I saw was that lots of cars were in the parking lot and parked 6 feet apart, very appropriately. The Title VI staff was at the front with the microphone. There was a lot of interaction back and forth with horns honking from cars and Title VI yelling out announcements. They even did a raffle and had the winners honk their horns so they could find them. I saw the staff running up to the cards with masks on to sell or give. I'm sure it was give a dime a time or whatever we're doing there. Bingo cards out. It was a lot of fun and frolic. Oklahoma, are you on yet?
Hey, Cynthia, this is Larry. I was watching the same Facebook. That was really fantastic. I didn't see any convertibles, though.
No, that wouldn't have been appropriate in these times. But, yeah, Vivian, we'll make sure you get some more information about it, and we'll have Laura from TAYA contact Linda and Brenda and Rhonda and get some pointers for us.
Okay,
with
I
pictures.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vivian. Be safe.
You too.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, before our next call, I'm going to throw something out there, and then Jean Lloyd can tell me I'm wrong, or, you know, in a very nice, in her nice Jean Lloyd way, if I am. But we got a call, we got a question today about the availability of buying coffee with our Title VI funding, and I think we feel like coffee would be an appropriate thing for people to put in food boxes. I, for one, am a fan of coffee, but Jean Lloyd, you can feel free to veto me.
This is Jean Lloyd. I have no idea why people would not buy coffee. Yes, of course you can buy coffee. You can buy tea. I would also say that if people have local teas that they want to include, say there's a local vendor who does some herbal teas from the community or, depending on the tribe, swamp tea or whatever, I think any of those kinds of things are wonderful to include in a box. And, of course, yes, you can include coffee. And if you want to say, I think there are health benefits from coffee, from tea, and from basic herbal teas that are traditional in tribes.
So it's okay, Jean Lloyd, if we go out in our hills and woods and valleys and we pick our traditional teas, we can give those to the elders?
I would think that would be wonderful, especially if you have somebody who knows what they're doing. I'm not always sure I trust Cynthia is what I'm saying, but I would trust traditional foragers.
And we put Diet Pepsi in food boxes?
My suggestion is no.
You are no fun. Go on mute.
All right, I think we're ready for our next question, Madam Operator.
Thank you. We do have another question, but they did not record their name. Your line is open. Again, we do have someone who have a question or a comment, but they did not record their name. Your line is open. Okay, we shall no further questions at this time. Thank you.
I think we'll definitely want to give folks a couple more minutes to ask questions. Again, you know, please, we're here all week. No, we're just here for the next 30 minutes.
I have a question.
Sure.
Hi, this is Cynthia. I want, you know me, Lance introduced me. I want to know what other social activities, virtual social activities, are you guys doing with your seniors right now? Are you sending stuff out in with meals? Northern Cheyenne, are you on the phone?
Go ahead.
Neil Benson, yes, your line is open.
Hi, Cynthia, Larry, and everybody else. I don't have a question. I just want to reinforce one of the announcements that Jasmine cited earlier, and that were the two those were the two funding opportunities related to Alzheimer's disease, one of them from ACL for the ADPI program, and thank goodness ACL extended the deadline on that for 2 weeks. We know it's very difficult to incidentally, I'm with the International Association for Indigenous Aging. We know there's a huge challenge in trying to put applications together during this time, obviously, and submit a proposal, but this is a really unique opportunity specifically for Indian country, and we're hoping that there will be several tribes that will actually end up submitting proposals for that opportunity. The other one is really significant because of the size of it, and that is the funding under the BOLD Act, which was passed by Congress last year. It's administered, and the funding is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's being run through the part of CDC that runs the Healthy Brain Initiative. Last year, they produced a roadmap for healthy brain for Indian country, and I can't imagine that they would not be thrilled to see a proposal coming in or more from tribes or tribal organizations. And so just want to put in a plug that that date is coming up soon. It's the latter part of May now, but they are great opportunities. And if anybody's inclined to want to go after one of those, we think it's a really good time to do that. So I just thought I'd reinforce that if that's okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Northern Cheyenne, were you on? Again, I'm going to ask my question about social activities. And the reason I was asking Northern Cheyenne to join us, they do some delightful activities during when they're able to have their regular program in senior centers. But I've also been watching them on Facebook doing some really fun activities. I've seen that they sent out some coloring book pages with some Indian pictures to color and some colors, and had the seniors send them back a day or two later, and then they did a drawing for some prizes that had been donated. It was a lawn chair and a cooler, and I don't remember what else was donated. But that's a really good idea. What we're looking for is to see how you folks are involving seniors and remembering that socializing is a big important part of our program as well. While you're coming to the phones to answer that, I have one more announcement, Jasmine, that is our fun announcement. I hope my buddy Darren Zotai is on the line from Kiowa, Oklahoma, because last week he tried to stump us and ask about chickens.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And
no,
yes,
cows.
We can buy. Excuse me?
How about cows?
I don't know. I'll have to go back to Mr. Walker with that. But we can buy chickens because we're looking for eggs. And right then, that's with COVID money. That's not with normal Title VI money. But we are, and as I said last week when Darren tried to stump me, it's the same thing as if we were going to help our seniors plant a garden and we could buy or get seeds for them for that. I also wanted to mention that I was involved in a Title III conversation earlier this week and learned that, yes, we can buy pet food during COVID. If the reason the elder needs to leave home is because Sadie is starving and Sadie's her golden retriever that we've had for 17 years, then please bring Sadie a bag of dog food on your next trip so we can keep Grandma in the house and Sadie well fed so nobody has to worry. Go ahead. Let's see. Do we have any questions or any respondents?
Cynthia, this is Larry.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering on the application that Bill was referring to. Bill, it's good to hear your voice. with the Healthy Brain and the Roadmap initiative that came out last year and the work that you all did on it. If there's a tribe out there that's willing to move ahead with something like that, are you in a position to provide them with some assistance on that?
We are, absolutely. We would be very pleased to try to work with anyone who's interested in trying to put one of those grants forward. Thanks for asking, Larry. Really appreciate that.
Welcome.
Welcome. I also want to mention Grants Administration for Native Americans. I don't know if Jeannie or Michelle is on the phone, but they've come to us 2 weeks in a row offering an opportunity, inviting you folks to apply for ANA funding. Please look carefully at that opportunity because it could be inclusive of elder abuse programs. It could be inclusive of intergenerational programs. It could include language retention programs that you want to set up at your senior center. Look at the application and be very creative with what they say and see how what you want to do fits into the applications they're looking for. And pay really close attention to how points are given in these federal applications so you know where to put your emphasis and where and what's important from that funding opportunity. Jasmine?
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I think we're just trying to see if we have any questions or, again, questions from anyone, or even if you're just wanting to give an update on the things that are happening within your particular community, even if there's not a question attached, it's really helpful activities people are doing and just how things are. It's kind of hard to know from being isolated.
Thank you. As a friendly reminder, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Ms. Brenda, your line is open.
Aha! Okay.
Hello there. Can you all hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello.
I was calling to answer questions about Carbingo. I received a call from Hannah with Good Shepherd. That's the home health, the hospice agency. We work closely with this hospice agency. She called me and she said, hey, I woke up at 3:00 this morning and I had this idea of Carbingo in my head. And I said, well, tell me about it. So she said, well, we need somewhere. She said, we could park them every other space, and she said, but we need a big area to do that on. And I said, okay, the casinos are closed, so let's see if we can get in touch with I'll get in touch with my chief of staff, and she can get in touch with the casino people, and we see maybe if we can have one up there. So we went up, and we did measure the space, every other space, and it's actually 13 feet from car to car. She also thought up everyone could do a funny car sign, and they would put it in their window, and then we would give prizes for that. They came and collected all of my bingo cards, all of Linda Hill's, and all of Rhonda Weaver's, and they took them, sanitized everything, put them in a Ziploc bag, and then they put a ticket down in that bag. And so we held first one at Riverbend at Wyandotte, and we had roughly 90-some people. So then 2 weeks later, we decided to go over to Linda Hills at the outpost, and we planned for 140 people. We actually had 160-some people, so we ran out of bags. but then we had a lot of nice prizes from the different departments at our tribes. But Hannah called the bingo. They were able to set up PA systems so she could call those out. And then Crystal with the Ottawas and several other ones with the Good Shepherd Hospice. And Linda Plott was in on that too, from the Ottawas. Rhonda really donated some really nice prizes, but they are thoroughly enjoying it. They were calling today wanting to know where it was at today, and we're like, well, it's every other one, you know, every other week. But we have decided, they were running their little legs off last week, so we're going to try to get golf carts this time over at High Winds. That's owned by the Ottawa. So we're going to try to put the prizes in the golf carts, and then we can run those golf carts to the cars. But they have actually started decorating, not just putting the signs in their cars, they're actually decorating their cars now. The winner last week had the headlights. She had drawn eyelashes above them, and then she had a COVID mask on the grill. I mean, they're really getting creative. any other questions about Car Bingo?
Vivian Garland from Catawba was the one asking, Brenda.
Yeah.
What other social activities are you folks doing in Oklahoma? You're always so active.
It's mainly the hospice and home health people. They are going to the nursing homes since they can't go in. They are painting pictures of like flowers and hearts and things on the windows at the nursing homes. We just got through the Ottawa, Peoria, Eastern, Shawnees, Quapaws, and Wyandots just sent items that we have donated today. They will be given out Monday. We're going to try to feed 800 healthcare workers at those nursing homes and hospitals.
Wow.
So they're going to have a cookout, and then they're going to actually just be, you know, cooking there, but they'll be distributing them at the front doors of the at the sites.
Excellent. Oklahoma to the rescue once again.
We try. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
stay
you, Brenda.
On, Brenda, in case there's any other questions, if you would.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead, Jasmine, operator.
Thank you. Karen Zolight, I believe. Your line is open.
Yes. Cynthia was asking if I was listening, and I wanted to know that I was here. And I think I heard it correctly on the it being okay to buy chickens as long as we don't eat them. I'm just kidding. But
yes, sir. And along with the chickens, and thank you for the joke because that reminded me, and I know Edwin's listening, so he's waiting for me to say this. You know, when we make these requests, when you ask us in the Title VI office if you can buy chickens, we giggle about it and we know the situation and it seems possible to us, so we're going to seek out the response. And then we're lucky because we work with Edwin Walker, who so far believes most of what I tell him. But we could be audited, you could be audited, we could be looking, other folks can be looking in these records and wondering why you're buying chickens with Title VI money. We would like it very much if you developed a policy. Doesn't have to be a big, long policy, do a couple lines saying because of the COVID emergency, because of the isolation of our elders, because of food shortages, we are therefore adding this as a service, supplemental service under Title VI. So if you would do that part, we've got the approval.
Cynthia, this is Larry. I just have a thought here, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. For example, just yesterday, I learned that the Navajo Nation just received $600 million under the tribal relief funds.
Yes.
Coming out of the COVID.
Yes.
Do you have any ideas how a Title VI program can tie into those funds that are coming down to some of the tribes?
That is going to be very local, And totally depends on the relationship that our programs have with tribal leadership and how tuned in you have made them to aging services. We were on a call this morning with my very own tribe, Turtle Mountain, in North Dakota, and I'm really excited to say that they're meeting on Monday to look at all the COVID money they've received, our funds, these big dollars, other COVID funds, to prioritize needs within the community and with their different programs and populations. So if that's how Turtle Mountain is doing it, I would guess some other tribes are doing that same thing. But that's an excellent reminder, Larry, that we really need to communicate the needs of our seniors and your disabled populations to tribal leadership to make sure that they remember your population when they're allocating these resources. Good end, Larry. Darren, did you have anything else?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
What about for elders who may need like a microwave or a small window unit or a washer machine or anything like that?
Is it COVID-related? Is the response or the need COVID-related, and does it relate to the provision of supplemental services under COVID? Edwin Walker, did I say that right?
Definitely, first of all, it has to be COVID-related, and secondly, based on both supportive services and nutrition services, you have to make the argument that what you're doing is supporting that senior and allow that elder to stay in his or her home, and that without that support, they wouldn't be able to do that. You're maintaining their health, their independence in their own home because of what you've provided. So like Cynthia said on the previous issue, make sure your policies give us the type of justification we need, but you've got to direct it toward COVID activities, and you've got to direct it to supportive or nutrition services.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Edwin. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Larry. I'm so sorry.
No, I was just going to ask a question, because in terms of developing a policy, is there like a template that some of these tribes could take a look at?
We do. You know, one of our very best program policies and procedures comes from our very own Vivian Garland over in Catawba. So we often use hers as a resource. We have several tribes policy and procedures to use as samples, and our regional staff, Shelley was involved, Amy was involved, I think most regional staff were involved in some training having to do with policies and procedures. So yeah, we've got PowerPoints and we've got guidance. If anyone needs it, get a hold of us.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Yep.
Cynthia, this is Jasmine, and while it slips my mind, do you want to say anything about the August meeting?
Nope. Yeah, I don't know if folks have looked at the blast that we sent out a couple hours ago, but I have decided, we've made a really hard decision here at ACL this past week, and paying attention to the pandemic and paying attention to following the lead of other federal agencies and other national aging organizations, we are going ahead and canceling our Title VI conference that we had scheduled for August. It's just too iffy right now with all of this news to plan to bring you all together and to ultimately be responsible for everyone's health. So let's make sure this pandemic is moved past a little bit as much as we can make sure. And we'll watch the news and we'll watch our sister agencies and the federal government. And truly, we will be getting together for our cluster trainings. We will try to resume our normal schedule and calendars when we can. But right now, I want everyone safe. Thanks, Jasmine.
I think Jasmine, Cynthia, this is Larry. We know that the National Indian Council on Aging has its every 2 years has their National Indian Elders Conference. And this year, Cynthia and I had planned that we could put both of these together and enable a lot of our people to share information back and forth across the population that we're serving and the program directors. But even right now,
the best idea since popcorn.
kettle corn. But one of the things that we are doing right now, we too are also reassessing whether we need to move ahead with the date as in August. But we have a board meeting coming up, and they will be deciding. It does look to us like we might have to probably postpone it to another day. So at this particular point, that's where we are as well.
Thank you. Sad news. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Well, no, this is Jasmine. I just wanted to see if we had any happy questions or input or more on the social isolation activities.
Okay.
Do we have any questions?
Jessica, your line is open. Jessica, your line is open.
Hello, everyone. It's Jessica Jim, phoning from Pitt River Tribe in California. We have a Title VI program, and we just recently distributed. We have a large community-based, you know, rural, but we just finished delivering 156 boxed items to all of our elders here on our homelands, and we're planning to do one again for next month. So we were successful in doing that, and I look forward to all these meetings, the conferences that we have, and the activities of other tribes, and some of the stuff that they're doing with their monies and how they're, you know, making it happen for the community. And I hear a lot of good activities going on, so I want to say thank you. And I wanted to let you know that in Pitt River Country, we're also just now starting that criteria of making the food happen, and then some more activities to be planning coming up in the future. So I just wanted to let you know, and that's something positive, especially from here in California, where kind of like right now, I see a lot of our elders that really don't want to wear the masks. They really don't want to social distance, you know, but we encourage and we keep it up, and it's our criteria, so everything falls into place. We continue to serve our elders on a daily basis, compliance. So I look forward to all of you guys' comments and questions, and I thank everybody that provides these ideas for our community. So just thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Oh, thank you so much. Such a nice way to end a Friday. Ms. Operator, do we have any other questions in the queue?
Yes, ma'am. Tammy Oakland, your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Cynthia, Larry, Jasmine, everybody. This is Tammy Oakley, and we're in the upper part of Michigan in the Mitt. And I just wanted to give you a couple activities that we were able to pull off for our elders. We actually have an area where we have an elder circle, a housing circle. And one of our groups that receives a spring grant came out with a young man and an even younger little guy. And the little guy sang and the young man played the hand drum. And they went around the circle and just so the elders could, you know, be involved and hear the music and just have a little uplift. And again, another wonderful thing that our community fishermen went out and got some whitefish and brought it down from the UP and delivered it here. And another one of our elders went out, set up a smoker in the middle of the circle, and smoked those white fish fillets so that then they were able to be shared with the elders. Again, just trying to, you know, from their windows or, you know, their patios here or there, they can still have community but be separated. And so I just want to give a couple goodies from this neck of the woods.
Thank you. That smoked white fish smells so good.
So yeah, good. It does. All right, Miigwech.
Go ahead, operator, Miigwech.
Madam Operator, do we have any further questions in the queue?
Uh-oh.
I can still hear you, Cynthia. I don't know if we lost our operator. Madam Operator, are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry, we had technical difficulties. Miss Charlene Nix, your line is open.
Charmaine.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, everybody. Cynthia,
hi,
I really like
Charmaine.
I like hearing your voice. I was on the Medicaid call and I heard your voice, but I have a couple questions. I'm sad that we're canceling, but I do understand because safety first. But I have a new employee. He's been with me maybe 3 or 4 months, and the new director's training is so important to new people because it's so much information. I was wondering if behind the scenes somebody can help me on how can we get him training.
Absolutely. Check our next week's webinar. The webinar on Wednesday is Lacey Bowen from Region 7 and Amy Wyatter-Rodriguez from Region 5 doing a training on establishing new programs. And the training is really thorough and complete, Charmaine. And then I will also, Shelley, are you on the phone? I'll make sure that Shelley knows too, so that she can connect with you and provide some training.
Because, you know, I'm trying to train him, but you know how complicated it is, and I was really looking forward to that, and I don't know, you know, how to do it to get him up to par, because, you know, we do so much.
Yep, yep. Shelley can do the training, and if I need to, I could also pull in another regional, one of the other RAs. We've got a good training agenda put together.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to hate to miss this too, Charmaine.
What was I going to say? The other thing, you know, on the CARES money, are we allowed to charge indirect to that on the last drop?
Yes.
We can?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, California's been shut down pretty heavily.
Yes.
You know, we're... So, you know, so a lot of my sites have closed, but one of the things that I'm trying to do, and maybe anybody on the line could give me feedback, is trying to do a job description for a personal shopper so they can do the telephoning. I was looking at the descriptions in the COVID so they could call and do groceries and stuff. But what do you think of that idea?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
And
I think that is a wonderful idea.
Does anybody have a job description already? You know, like for a temporary driver where they wear masks, they don't go in the house, but they call and confirm and try to do the shopping for the people. Because in California, we're closed. You know, just to help
I'll
them in
see any. If anybody jumps on in response to your question. But, yeah, we can help you put something together. I'll reach out and see if anybody's got that. And otherwise, we can help put something together.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. And stay safe, everybody. And hi, Brenda. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Charmaine.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Latruce, your line is open.
Hello, everybody. This is Rebecca with the Pascua-Yaki Tribe in Arizona. I just want to give out a shout-out to the staff here at the Senior Center because they work real hard to make over, I think it's over 300 corsages for our mothers and our female persons that we have. And then our cook was able to provide a special luncheon for them for today. And that's for also for all the kitchen help that we did, that we do have. So shout out to them.
Big shout out.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
We show no further questions at this time. Again, please press *1. Unmute your phone and record your name. To withdraw your question, please press *2.
Well, this is Jasmine, and since we have no further questions and we're at the top of the hour, I just wanted to do a couple brief announcements before I turn it over to Larry for closing. If you did not have an opportunity to ask your question today, please feel free, as always, to email us or so that we can get it back to you. By way of a couple follow-up items, I just kind of want to shamelessly plug, again, we're thinking about the phones, and we'd be really excited to get you connected to the phones. So if you've reached out to, if that's something you're interested in, can you reach out to us and give us your name and your contact information and also the number of elders that you would be needing phones for in your community, just so we can get a good sense of the volume.
I have one more question, Jasmine.
Okay, perfect.
I forgot earlier, I've had a question from one of our tribes about Title VI programs coordinating with tribal casinos. And so if any of you work with your casinos, I know in some places, I know like Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin, Sharon arranges some special event dinners. The elders can go to the tribal casino and eat. I think sometime during emergencies, the elders can go to the tribal casino and eat. Do any of you have arrangements with your casinos during regular times? Do any of you have relationships with your casinos during COVID? Are any casinos, I know there's been casinos donating food, but are they cooking any meals or helping you out in any other way? Just drop us a line and let us know. Thanks, Jasmine.
No problem. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, you know, we heard some folks saying they have new Title VI directors. If you're interested in peer-to-peer learning, please reach out. Again, I apologize for overlooking that in my announcements today, that we have another webinar coming up next Wednesday. And you can please feel free to participate in that. It'd be super helpful training. I don't think I have any further reminders. Oh, one more thing. So we are, like I said in the announcements, we are going to continue these calls post-COVID, but they're going to pivot to more answering questions generally kind of focus. So if there's topics that you want to hear more generally about Title VI, I mean, obviously, if there's COVID topics, we'll still continue until the pandemic completely ends. But if there's other things that you want to hear, please let us know so we can make sure we're building an agenda that's helpful for you. I think I'm good.
Hi, Jasmine. I'm sorry. Laura Stevenson here from Taya Services. I had an email from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Apparently, they have a councilwoman on the call, Avis Little Eagle, and she is trying to get in. So I don't know if you want to check the operator one more time to see if she got in.
Okay, thank you. Madam Operator, have we been able to locate Avis?
I'll check for you. You do have Ms. Sherry in queue. Would you like for me to?
Please.
Okay, one moment. Ms. Sherry, your line is open.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, staff. I was calling to find out some information about the purchasing a vehicle with COVID funds to expand our services during this time. Is that possible? And the second question I have is, one of our elders burns wood in his house, and he has zero, I have no wood whatsoever, and you can't find any. Is it possible for me to purchase him some wood with COVID funds? Thank you.
He has no other resource. He needs wood to be able to stay home.
Yes.
Do you have a policy in place, or will you put a policy in place?
I can.
Yep. Put a policy in place to cover yourself, because, you know, once you buy wood for one, we're going to buy wood for lots of folks. So cover yourself, and absolutely yes.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia.
And please be sure to follow our large procurement policy and send us, during COVID, we only need one bid for a vehicle purchase. So send that in if you would.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sharon.
Have a good day. Okay, bye.
Yep, too.
Hey, we show no further questions or comments in queue.
Okay. Larry, is it okay to pass to you for closing remarks?
I'm fine. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank all of you for listening in and providing some ideas about what you're doing in your communities and trying to alleviate some of the fears and worries that our elders are facing out there. And as you know from a lot of the answers that Cynthia is giving, that there is a lot of flexibility out there, and it's just a matter of going through the process of documenting a lot of the things that you want to do. And I really do appreciate your creativity and your willingness to go out and go above and beyond what you usually do. And with that, I want you all to be safe, take care, have a great weekend, and keep your heads low, okay? So thank you very much, Cynthia, Jasmine, Jean. Hope to see you again pretty soon. In the meantime, take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank you.
Operator.
Bye.
Oh, we had Ms. Ava in queue, but she removed her question or comment, so we have no one.
I will contact her. Thank you.
Bye, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Host, please stand by for your line count.